Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good morning. You're listening to WYLL AM 580. To keep up with Illinois public media news throughout the day, be sure to visit us on our website, wyll.illinois.edu. Now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Chris, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cyprus officials rushed today to find a new plan to prevent bankruptcy a day after Parliament rejected an initial scheme to contribute to the nation's bailout package by seizing up to 10% of people's bank savings. A meeting is underway at the central bank to discuss an alternative plan for raising funds, but also for reducing the $7.5 billion that must be found domestically. The European Central Bank is keeping the Cyprus banking sector alive by allowing the local central bank to extend emergency support, but says it will end that aid if there is no bailout deal. The Federal Reserve today is expected to maintain its resolve to keep borrowing costs at record lows, despite growing signs that the economy is strengthening. The Fed will end a two-day meeting with a policy statement and updated economic forecasts this afternoon. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,531. It's up 76 points. The NASDAQ 3246 is up almost 17.5, and the S&P 500 is 1557, and it is up almost 9 points. Joining us with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Winter still has a grasp on the Midwest, and it's going to prevail for a while, even though the first day of spring is right here at our threshold. We are expecting to see temperatures this afternoon still well below average across parts of the Midwest, and will likely remain that way for the next couple of days, but some brief warming will occur ahead of a storm system that's expected over the weekend. The temperatures this morning were already in the single-digit readings, reaching all the way down into portions of northern Iowa and southern Wisconsin, and in the teens and lower 20s in the rest of the Midwest. And that follows a day of rather chilly temperatures across a big part of the Midwest here yesterday. Most of the afternoon highs across the Midwest were limited to the teens and 20s across the north from the eastern Dakotas over to Michigan, while we saw readings only in the 30s and 40s across the lower parts of the Midwest. The forecast is not promoting a tremendous amount of warming, as I mentioned before, and the temperatures over these next couple of days will continue to be, if nothing else, a little bit colder than they were yesterday. We expect to see high temperatures this afternoon to run mostly in the teens and 20s in the northwestern part of the Midwest, while the lower parts of the region will see 20s and 30s. The only 40-degree temperatures will be in Kansas and parts of Nebraska and maybe a few areas right along the Ohio River. And we'll look for high temperatures tomorrow afternoon, still quite chilly across the Midwest, with 30-degree readings likely in the majority of the lower and eastern parts of the region, while teens and 20s still occur in the northwest. The temperatures will begin to rebound a little bit. Like I said, temporarily ahead of the next storm system on Friday and Saturday afternoons, we'll look for temperatures in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest, and it wouldn't be surprising at all to see some 50-degree readings occurring in the Ohio River Valley and parts of Missouri. Right after the weekend storm system passes, though, temperatures will turn colder than normal again, and we'll have a very chilly first half of next week as well as the latter part of the weekend. The storm system that's coming up here over the end of this week and into the weekend will be a significant event for a big part of the U.S. Central Plains and a fair amount of the Midwest. Another round of significant storminess is expected. Moisture totals in the Central Plains, including Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska, will run from about a quarter to three-quarters of an inch, with some local totals getting up over an inch. The storm system will produce a half to 1.5 inches of moisture across the heart of the Midwest, with a swath of very heavy snowfall expected to occur from portions of Nebraska and Kansas into Michigan and portions of nearby states. The accumulations in the central plains will run 4 to 10 inches with some locally greater amounts, and the accumulations in the heart of the Midwest will run 3 to 9 with some local totals to maybe upwards to around 11 inches. The storm system will begin tomorrow into Friday, but it will occur as a weaker disturbance during that period of time. The main storm system will hold back and occur over the weekend itself. During that period of time, we'll likely see the greatest amount of precipitation occurring across both the east, the central portion of the plains and throughout much of the Midwest. The storm system that occurs initially here tomorrow into Friday will only produce light amounts of precipitation, and mostly in the southwestern Corn Belt and portions of Kansas, Nebraska, and northeastern Oklahoma. The main thrust of the weekend storm will likely get started Friday evening and continuing into Monday across the eastern Midwest. The western portions of the Corn Belt will likely see the least amount of precipitation, especially the northwest, I should say. Those areas will probably see only light amounts of snowfall, and most of the precipitation in the western Corn Belt will be over by the time we get to Sunday morning. Well, then we'll have a period of dry and cool weather for the first half of next week. The latter part of next week will turn warmer, and then we'll see another increase in precipitation expected. For those of you wondering what the early days of the planting season are going to be like, the soil is going to be quite moist and quite cold. Most likely, we won't get into the fields as quickly as we want for at least the initial week of the planting season. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and look at how the trade is doing on the electronic market in Kansas City. May wheat, 757, down, and it is up 5 1/4. July is 762 1/4, up 5 1/2. May wheat in Chicago, 727 1/2, up 5 1/2. July, 725, up 4 1/4. May corn, 727 1/2, down 1. July, 712, unchanged. December, 562 1/2, up 1/4. May soybeans, 14.15 3/4, up 9. July, 13.95 3/4, up 7 3/4. And November at 12.55 1/4 is down 1/4. May soybean meal, 4.13.80, up 2.20. May soybean oil, 49.77, up 29. April live cattle, 124.82 1/2, down 47 1/2. March feeders, 134.70, down 130, and April lean hogs, 77.85, down 37 1/2, now down 42 1/2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Well, we see that the wheat market continues its little rise that it's had in the last several sessions. Are we looking at putting an interim bottom in this marketplace?
I tend to think so. You know, we kind of thought last week's recovery rejected the previous week's breakdown, basically opened us up a couple of weeks upside momentum potential, and I think we've kind of answered that. Looking around, I think our domestic consumption of the soft red wheat as a substitution for corn is getting a little bit more press. And I also think that the world markets, our potential importers, are looking at us for some potential exports.
Turn our attention to the corn market, where I would imagine that traders are already beginning to line up how they want to be pre-report, yes?
Yes, I think realistically the quarterly grain stocks here next Thursday are going to be real key as far as setting the stage for the rest of this year. One of the things that we're looking at is, you know, the consumption rate per month. You know, if our consumption rate is anywhere north of 900 million per month, the quarterly grain stocks figure is going to be really, really tight, and the pressure on new crop is going to grow.
The interesting thing, I think, there's a perfect storm potential there. Mm-hmm. First off, it's an 11 o'clock report. Well, they have been recently. Okay, we know that. But it's also a long weekend. And I wonder, between 11 and 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. you know, what kind of whipsaw action can you see potentially?
Well, I think it could be very volatile, but I think one of the things that we would emphasize is that's the reason why we've been using options in a lot of our strategies. The option market, you know, is not showing a high volatility up front. Most of the volatility is in the back or the moneyness of the market. So I'd say the option strategies right now, especially when you get your new crop corn up above, let's say, the 565 mark, we're going to really emphasize getting some puts in place, making some value judgment decisions here, and trying to get some decisions made before we get a chance to go to the field here in a couple of weeks.
Do you think that in the last day or two, some corn got shook loose? We were 731 and three quarters high overnight. There's a 30 over base. I mean, we're looking at 760 cash.
You bet. We're very, very certain that with some cash broke loose yesterday, especially, you know, Southern Illinois, Southern Indiana, some of those guys that have been a little bit more tight holders. Granted, we did the discussion in-house yesterday. Some of these guys put corn in the bin at, you know, $7.75 or $8, and now they're breaking it loose for $7.50. But, you know, you got to reward this rally, and you got to realize that the basis now is a lot better than it was. So, yeah, some cash definitely broke loose yesterday.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in your marketplace, May corn, 727 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. July, 712 and a quarter, up a quarter. And December at 562 and a half, up a quarter. May soybeans, 1414 and a quarter, now 14 even, up 7 1/4. July, 1394 and a quarter, up 6 1/4. And Noves, 1253 and a half, down 2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.